You're listening to the show about memory doors and stabbing brains with teeth. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Saxophone, Abby. Just so
right.
You know.
Cool. I know, yes. It's important for you, it's to know. It's not trumpet, instrument. But Harvey plays trumpet, yes. And he would really love for you to love trumpet. I'm just kidding. He doesn't know it. I think we joked with him at one point and said, like, Abby doesn't like the trumpet. And Harvey was like,
do you think Abby's heard of Tuba Man?
Oh my God. Has anyone heard of Tuba Man?
Wait, I'm not sure. What
Tuba
is Tuba Man?
Man is a man who... okay, so apparently he's actually famous, and one of the people there was telling us about Tuba Man. Friend. It's his friend from teaching, right? They're teachers together. He's the Tuba Man has apparently hiked the entire Appalachian Trail with a tuba on his back and was saved by the tuba. Abby, this is the best story ever. He was saved by the tuba. He fell in a freaking crevasse, and the tuba, the bell of the tuba, and he was going to go on David Letterman. Like, this is an actual story.
Like, he fell headfirst down a
tuba
cliff.
Man.
And the bell of the tuba was higher than his head, and it hit the ground and absorbed the blow.
Yeah.
And he also biked cross country with his tuba, too.
There's a chance. There's a chance that the tuba was also the reason he fell into the crevasse. But I'm really glad that is the story.
As soon as I heard the story, I was like, I need to tell this to my friend.
That is amazing. I'm totally looking that up.
Oh my God. But yeah, Tuba Man, I was like, that is like a cartoon story. Like, that's like a story that would happen on this podcast, like falling off a cliff and being saved by a tuba. That was just so insane. There he is. Tuba Toter tackles trail.
Tuba Toter tackles trail.
Scott Rim Hewitt.
All right, that
Super
sounds like a
Scott
name for a
tuba
player.
Man.
Oh my gosh, that's
Isn't
amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, so here's to you, Scott Rim Hewitt.
Here's to you, Scott Rim Hewitt, man. You will play the tuba man and fall down a hill.
Yeah, and then be saved.
And be saved.
Look, charisma is capitalized. Rim Hewitt also credits charisma with
That's
a capital
his tuba.
C.
Oh, that's
my
the name
God,
of his tuba.
Bass tuba
charisma.
Oh my God! I didn't finish the sentence. That's incredible.
Charisma rhymes
charisma.
With
charisma. It's true. Isn't that insane?
It was in Pennsylvania where he fell.
Can you believe that? Like, what a! If it wasn't for this bell, I would have crushed my head.
Oh, he ran the Boston Marathon with his tuba.
He also said that. he told us that too. I forgot that one. Yeah.
Oh man, that's amazing.
I was like, this is so weird that you're telling me this story because I have a friend who plays every instrument on the planet and will love this story so much.
I totally love this story. Holy crap.
I mean,
oh,
so
wait,
do I.
I unmute?
Yep.
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry. Okay. I was like, where did that noise come from? I hit it with my notes. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I was thinking about Archer and the tuba and the fact that the piece I mentioned on the chat, the Poulenc Concerto for Two Pianos, has some amazing tuba notes. And it's not like a tuba solo, but there's a real good tuba presence in this piece. It is so not a boring piece. It's like a cartoon anthem.
Oh,
it's just amazing.
Cool.
It's fun to hear. Yeah, if ever you want to, like,
I will
show, like, have the kids hear a really goofy piece of music that's totally also a serious piece of classical music.
Awesome.
And it's two amazing sisters playing it. And they're like whipping their hair around.
Whoa.
And it's just fantastic.
Cool.
Not the tuba. They're playing the piano part. But
oh, okay.
I didn't see the tuba player whip any hair around.
That's
but
sad.
We'll
have to have Archer do it. He has hair. He can whip around.
Maybe we can we can sort of copy him in somehow. We can paste him into the video.
Just Archer, this lanky 11-year-old kid whipping his hair around and playing the tuba.
That's sure to go viral.
For one note, like, isn't that what you said? Just a tuba presence.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's some note. It's some notes.
He would love.
Have
to
you
do
guys
that.
Met my husband Alex? This is my husband Alex.
Hi.
His expressions are really hard to read, guys. We were talking about that today.
What is his expression right now? Angry.
Wait. Let me.
I can't seem to zoom really in. Bored? I have no way of zooming in them.
No. I just want you all to know that he's not used to unconditional love, so he's still getting used to it. That's actually not true. What? He's very used to, he's gotta used to be. Unconditional it's you. Love.
Yeah, you're there.
That's not the right
story. Right, and he's given you lots of conditions.
What I meant is, what did I mean? I meant judgment. He's worried about judgment, guys.
Please don't.
Am I?
Please don't.
What are we supposed to judge you for? Tell us right now.
Yeah, you stink. It is true.
I don't know if that's true. Oh, no. Well, I really don't know what she's going on about tonight.
I think I broke the ice nicely. I'm happy.
It's great.
Now we can play.
Yay!
I'm bewildered right now. Alex, what are you afraid we're going to judge you for?
I'm not. Yes, I'm not afraid.
We won't judge you. Abby, we won't judge you,
I'm
though.
Glad you know
I
that.
Think that she's feeling concerned because I was mostly not there the other day.
It's not that. It's the character of you're not being there. It's the character of you're not being there.
I was so tired.
I guess the inability to express it.
I like, could barely keep
That's why I said you should go to sleep.
My brain on.
And then you did.
Yeah. So I did.
Yeah, that's good. That's so good. We don't judge you for that. I hope you wouldn't judge us for that.
No.
No, he would not.
Right. I wasn't actually, I wasn't really worried.
Well, now I'm judging you. Shut up. I'm judging you very
hard. The only thing
I'm judging.
The only thing we ever be is disappointed because we like playing with you.
Yeah, exactly. Disappointed in how mean you are. Like, we're just really disappointed in you.
I do hate to disappoint, but.
No.
Sometimes it happens.
It's okay. It's really fine. We're all tired.
Adam likes it when you leave because it gives him more of a chance to win.
That's true.
The fewer players there are.
If you were there, maybe he wouldn't have won. Wait, I think I won, didn't I? It was
we
the
didn't
first
like
night
role,
I won.
Role Abby models won as trivia. Much with four. I did. I won it once. Yeah. Or, we only played trivia.
With the most bullshittest of bullshit last questions.
It was very
I
weird.
Told you about that.
It was weird. What was it? What is not? It was great.
Which one of these is not bear? Yeah. And the choices were bear, pear, bear.
Yeah.
And that's what got me through the curtain. It's almost like it knew that it was me who was about to win, and then I had to get it completely right.
Yes.
And it was like, we're going to push you through, Abby. We're going to do this.
Good.
And it gave me that crappy question that made me very happy.
Well, I think, see.
What was the answer?
Craig's still not on.
Yeah, Craig has to listen.
Craig. Is he a bear? What is that little icon?
Is he a bear or a pear?
No, he's not. I always think he's a beaver because of the microphone. But I don't know what he is.
It's like a little weasel.
Why
maybe?
Would a beaver have a microphone?
No, I feel like it looks like teeth in the little icon. It looks like little beaver teeth. Like with a really small image.
I get it.
I never even saw that it was an animal of any kind, so I.
You
don't know
see
what I'm
screens.
At. I don't see screens. They don't show me things.
Right, go away, Craig. I don't want to see your face anymore. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Oh, you want to send them the lyrics? Or should I do that?
Oh, I definitely do. I do. There's a couple of typos in the lyrics, though, so you're going to have to. It's because I wrote it on my phone and then just
copied
and pasted
it. Should I just post them,
it.
Like paste them in here? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Well, as long as they can. That's not right.
That is
wait,
right.
Oh, is? Okay, yeah.
All right, I'm going to paste
here we
the
go.
Lyrics in the
okay.
chat.
I'm nervous even though I don't have to perform it.
And
it's
then
so
I'm gonna hit
dorky,
play.
You guys. It's so dorky.
I'm excited.
All right,
I
previously
you know
on Pork Fried Dice,
you
they
never
won't.
Know the songs.
I never know it.
It's Imagine Dragons.
Look out for the recap.
So stupid.
The lake's our battleground. Good thing we can't be drowned. The anglerfish rebounds. Dragons smacking us all around. Sticky black goo did explode on Rafina and Roscoe. To whom do you report? Here's Mustard, take a snort. Watch out, Savnak baby. Here's a dragon grandma lady. Oh, but luckily Yar Jarrett knows we gotta go for dragon teeth. Guidance energy. Whoever knew dentistry could be so turtly. E. so turtly. He's super sweaty. The dragon might be dead, but there's goo on Annie's head. A scissor to the aid, Baron of cleaning, cut your braid. So he killed the dragon brute, but Ian thinks he's cute, revealing that a mouth is open on the butte. Don't just stand there and gawk. Kill the brain of Savnok.
Whoa!
Oh, the butte's alive. Use the tooth and make it do a swan dive. Oh, just swim inside. Save everybody, toggle wide while he's stupefied. I'd. Will's horrified. I'd. I can't rap. Bats, rats, and wolves. What do all the infernal words mean? Lose your memories. Roscoe is a volunteer for brain butchery. Oh, so glittery. Will was throwing eldritch blasts like confetti. Oh, the history. Roscoe gave a scream. He fucked a fairy queen. Swim away, Rafina. Now you've got antennae. What a victory. Swim away, you lobster. Check on the lake. Look out for the riverbed.
Whoa.
So stupid.
Holy shit. No.
So
insane.
Oh my god.
So, okay. What did you use to make those harmonies? Yeah, that was amazing.
Just myself.
But you had to use a multi-track thingy.
Yeah, it's just Audacity. So I recorded myself singing the regular one, and then I just like kind of sang a line that I thought matched, and then I listened to the song and I sang a line that I thought I could hear in it, and then I just kept those three and kept them, and I was like, hopefully this is okay.
Holy
that
crap.
One part.
So good.
It was
I was so excited to see you guys react to that. I knew it was
incredible.
And your range is just so sweet all the way throughout. Like your voice just like hits all of it. It's just gorgeous.
That was really
nice. I hope
nice.
You don't underestimate that. I mean, it's really it's
well,
lovely.
Thank you. I hope it was helpful at all. I was
it
really
was too much fun to listen to be helpful. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No, it was.
So good. Am I thinking, is there a term called like syncopation? Is that a thing in like?
Yes.
Is it a thing that I heard? Did I hear syncopation? I guess what I'm thinking of is like your like butchery and like the emphases on like the, like you just writing the lyrics and getting the emphases on like fun, like. Syllables and everything.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yes, your fastest was on the right syllables in a nice way.
I really loved whoever knew dentistry could be so turtly. That was my favorite.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you sent the lyrics, right? Where are they? They're
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
oh.
They're in.
Look out for the recap!
Does anyone know that song either? Like, Imagine Dragons is so famous. Do you not know Imagine Dragons?
They are
at all?
So famous. No, we do.
Okay, that's the enemy. My enemy song. My enemy.
Okay. I bet Claire knows that because she's really into Imagine Dragons. All of a sudden,
yeah. Archer is as well. I wonder if there was like a show that made all like a bunch of kids want to listen to Imagine Dragons, and now all maybe. The kids are listening. I don't know, but yeah. Archer wants to listen every day on the way to school. That or OK Go.
Really?
And
oh, I love OK Go.
I love OK Go so much. They're my favorite band. But he has been listening to so much of it. And the first thing that I thought of was that I had to say that Roscoe fucked a fairy queen, because I just remember that being, I fucked a fairy queen. It was like the funny way of saying it. The first song I was thinking of doing was something about, so I knew it was Fairy Queen. So I was trying to think of songs with the word queen in them. And the first thing that came to mind was Dancing Queen. And I'm like, he fucked a fairy queen. I just realized.
But to have that be the centerpiece of a song when like you have zero context or understanding of what the fuck did Roscoe mean by that?
Yes.
Right.
Fuck the fairy queen. Thinking of Killer Queen.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. I can't sing. Gunpowder, so gelatine,
mustard, and lavender.
There's also Queen Bitch, but the like the Bowie song that is so fantastic. I don't think he uses the phrase at all in the song, though. She's so funky in her satin and tat. But he never says queen bitch.
Like, yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah. That's, he does. And she's a queen, and she's a queen. But it's like nothing you could work with. Sorry, Bowie. Not going to work.
Yeah. Wow. He's really disappointing. Yeah. I judge him. I judge him.
We should cancel David Bowie. Pork Fried Dice should spearhead the movement to cancel David Bowie.
Especially with Abby at the forefront of it. Like, that'll make the most sense.
Yes.
I should have written more usable lyrics for D&D podcast recap parodies.
Yeah.
Dead man. Jeez.
No, not cool.
No.
I don't like
it. Can't even joke about it.
I know. It's so depressing.
Yeah, that's a depressing one.
All right, then I'll say Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He's also dead.
Let's see if somebody I can make Eric be sad about. Eric doesn't care about anybody.
I see. You're trying. Yeah. You're trying to make him sad.
How do we make Eric sad? He has no feelings.
Hey, good job. Eric, remember that time you missed a Wordle and completely eviscerated your streak?
No, but the good news is when I actually did one and failed later, it didn't hurt so bad.
Wow. What a positive way of looking at it.
Have you ever found the coin during Mystery Hunt?
I've never done the MIT Mystery Hunt.
Oh, I thought you did the Mystery Hunt.
Mm-mm.
Wait, is there like an online Mystery Hunt?
Yeah, I thought.
You can do it online.
Why wouldn't
I thought you did the Mystery Hunt. Maybe I was wrong.
He's judging you, Eric. We're all judging you now.
I don't know.
Alex, think of something else to make Eric sad.
No, I was trying. I was trying pretty hard there.
Good one, actually, because now I'm really like, wait a second. I've been looking for Christmas gifts, like all kinds of fancy puzzles, and there's some kind of hunt that you could be doing.
I do lots of hunts.
Yeah, but what about this one that Alex knows about?
I think anything with like MIT, I bet Eric would start to realize that like, he'd be kind of a small fish in a big pond there. You know what I mean?
Oh, that would make him sad.
Like right now in his current life, Eric looms over everybody. With his
my imposing presence. Like my mere just force of will.
Eric!
Just looms. Looms large in any room I'm in, virtual or real.
Any hunts you do right now, you're like the hunter. But at MIT. The hunter. You'd just be one of many, and you would be fucking gross there.
Whoa!
Just like a tiny so gross.
I'm gonna cry.
Just a tiny gross gurgle on this insignificant planet.
I don't want to play this game with Adam ever.
D&D.
What? D&D?
Yeah. Oh, all right. We'll see how this goes.
Okay, I'll see how it goes too.
Wait, Rafina's locked out.
Yeah, Rafina, you're up there on in the river, the Bear Toggle
River. How are you going to handle this, Eric, with us in parallel universes? What are you going to do?
I know.
I don't know.
New campaign.
So yeah, Rafina's up, swam up to the surface to see what's going on in her beloved Bear Toggle. And she discovered that when she came up there, she wasn't in a lake. She was in a river that she knows very well, the Bear Toggle River. A little bit north of town, but she can see all of town.
Does
stretching.
The river have a sandy bottom and it's kind of shallow? It's the same river
it's the old river
that Rafina would like get her little log barge and stick and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's correct. It almost sounds like you're being condescending.
Oh. Really? Wait.
Her log barge and her stick.
Oh yeah.
Fucking
No, I mean, I mean it in a like a
yeah. Like and a, I think Rafina would take
endearing.
It that way.
It's, you know, yeah. I don't. Yeah, uh-huh.
It's cottage like core.
Good thing you're in a different hey there, buddy. Universe.
I mean, did I get it right though? I mean, I don't know.
It's,
what are the details?
The point is that it is what I was looking for. It was the old bear toggle. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like before you even knew any of us, because none of us even exist.
Well, you existed.
I know, but we're not there.
You were a twinkle in someone's eye, at least.
Well, now, right now in that universe, we're just a twinkle in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Who knows where we are?
Just making my eye not twinkle.
Oh.
Oh, I just got static electricity shocked by my microphone.
Uh-oh. Oh.
That's weird. Did you hear it? Did it go crackle?
Twinkle in your microphone.
So how do we know that we're not in the same universe as Rafina? That we just have to swim up and we'll be there?
Yeah, we don't know.
You don't even know what's going on with Rafina.
How long are you going to wait until you try?
There might be another way out.
Well, there. I thought I was sending you to go, you know.
Check it out.
Right. So right
and
now.
In the meantime, you're all just down there at the bottom of the lake. With an angler fish just bobbing there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really, really good, guys.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Huh? No, yeah, you saved me. It was really, really far out.
All right, so when does everything get fixed?
What do you mean?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying, guys. He's a fish.
Oh,
what
you
are
mean,
we doing?
You mean how, like, Bear Toggle is, like, a different place than you thought it was going to be with, like, the dam and everything?
Why do you talk like this? Yes.
Like what?
So, is Gully's End fixed?
Oh.
There was a king Bathwack.
Well, I'm not
is
sure about the
fixed?
Specifics, but no, man.
Oh.
Oh.
What? Do you what? What do you mean?
No, I mean like Savnok. He was like. Only one of, you know, many slivers of a nameless being, and, you know, this like thing like that's beyond our plane. You guys know any of this?
Yeah, we don't know any of this, dude. Can you please tell us?
Sure, man. Yeah.
Wow, rad.
Right.
Will,
so
show some respect. It's a god.
No, it isn't. It's a fish.
No, we're good, guys. It's all fine. Chill out. Settle down. Pull up a rock or a piece of kelp or something.
No, I don't want to sit on a rock at the bottom of a lake.
All right. It's all good. There's a bicycle over there you could sit on. That's got a seat. Is that more your speed, dude?
That is a tiny bicycle.
Is it more your 5-speed, dude?
I don't even know what that means because I don't even know what a bicycle is, I don't think. That is a tiny bicycle. It's comically small.
Right, so like I said, you want me to explain everything that's going on? I don't want to like talk down to you
Rafina!
Guys.
Rafina! Scream up at the top of the lake.
So like I said, there's these like slivers from this thing being whatever from somewhere else, you know? Mm. They're kind of like a hand or like a limb or an appendage. But, like, they have, like, their own agency, you know? Like, they can, like, do their own thing, and they think, and they're their own, like... They're, like, their own beings, but they're part of this other thing that's, like, off in some, like, unknowable place, you know?
What does this have to do with us?
Well, like, you just killed one, right?
Yeah.
You guys stabbed the brain, right? I mean, I know you did. I could tell.
So do the others know?
I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, they're all, like, connected to this being, man, but, like, they're, like, their own things. And some, like, this one, like, didn't like the others and stuff. I think he was always talking about, like, how he was, like, the best one. But I think he, like, really thought, like, he was probably the worst one.
Oh,
I got, like, this real, like, feeling of, like, major insecurity. Like, a real bummer. You gotta, like, believe in yourself, man. That's, like, if you're gonna learn anything from me, it's that. Okay?
Bathwack.
What's wrong, dude? What's wrong, Will?
Oh, my God! You know my name. So what's your deal? You're a big giant fish at the bottom of a lake.
Yeah.
I thought we would wake you up and you would go and fix the dragon situation, but I just got pummeled for like 10 minutes.
Dude, it was like 10 like seconds. My fucking life force got like sucked into like making a fucking dragon that like spit goo that exploded. That's a lot of fucking energy, dude. Like, I'm just starting to get it back now.
Aren't you a god? If you're supposed to be a god?
So, well, like, what do you
think?
What
are these things?
I told you, they're like little tentacles of like some.
So a god can't beat a little tentacle? Why are we helping you? What does this mean?
Huh? Well, like, all right, so there's all these slivers. Let's call them slivers. That's like less gross, I think, than like appendage or tentacle or. Do you have a better idea, anybody? I thought slivers is pretty good, but I just came up
Rufina
with it.
Rufina would not have like some great words, but she's not there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't we call them gods since they bested you?
But like, that's not, but like they're part of something. Okay, fine. Let's call them gods.
Are they gods? Are you a god?
Godlets. Godlets.
Godlets.
I mean, what is a god, man?
You are. I'm not.
Right. There. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, you guys just beat this thing and you saved me. Are you guys gods? What about that one that swam away? She seemed weird, man. She's maybe a god.
Is she? She should be back by now.
I don't know. It's far up there, man. Maybe she's eating a taco
she's
or something.
She's angry because you were a disappointment.
What?
We thought if we helped you, it would fix our fucking world, and we're still at the bottom of a damn lake. She's expecting a river.
Well,
you have been a disappointment.
Dudes, don't worry. There will be a river, man. There already is.
What does that even mean?
Guys, like, so, okay, so there's these gods, you want me to call them?
No, I don't want you to call them that if they aren't that.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what the term doesn't have any meaning. Anyway, so like these slivers, I'm going back to slivers. No one gave me a better option. They've all got like these like bad powers, right, man? Like, clearly, like this thing was able to keep me in this dumb fucking bubble. He goes up and like flicks one of the shards of glass with his fin. Swims back down. So there's these like things that are these slivers everywhere, and like some people say there's like there is or like once was there's like this cursed valley, man, that like kept them like trapped and safe from our world, our plane, right? And like I think that, you know, some people might be like, ah, that's just, like, wishful thinking, man. But, like, I think you guys probably know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Will knows what you're talking about.
What about you, Bathwag? Do you?
Think so.
Yeah, speak for yourself, man. Believe in yourself. There's one thing. So, anyway. Yeah. Barovia. Right?
Oh, man.
So do you think somehow we broke it open?
I mean, like, I don't know. Like, something happened. I don't know if you guys did it or if it was, like, going to happen anyway or I don't know. But something happened. And, like, now this being, right, this whatever it is, I'm pretty sure it's bad, man. Like, this thing, wherever it is, in like some other plane or whatever, like it's got five of these slivers. It's got them like sunk into our world. Just like dug in deep, like a fucking tick, man. Just like burrowed in there, sucking out power, getting fat, full of power blood, you know.
Can someone ask a total of five? Have we actually?
Someone ask.
Yeah. Poor Abby.
It's like Rufina and the anglerfish aren't on speaking terms.
I know.
I wish I could have a glass. I feel like I'm trapped.
Yeah.
I'm trapped
in the crystal.
In the wizard's crystal.
The wizard's crystal.
You said a total of five slivers? Is that the...
Yeah. Like five slivers, right? So one was in Bear Toggle, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's one in Gully's End somewhere. There's one in Carnivore. There's one in Tapperdown. And there's one in Bufflin. And, like, it's fucking with shit. You notice anything, like, weird? Right?
Yeah.
I really feel like Rafina should be back by now.
Like, man, like, if she went up to the surface, like, you'll have to go catch up with her. She's not going to be able to get back here. But don't worry. Like, you're probably like, oh, that's a threat or whatever. No, man, it's just like what it is. I told you the river's back. She's in the river.
You wait. The river is back?
Yeah.
You did not tell us that.
I said that.
He did.
I totally did.
I'm too angry to listen.
Don't be angry, man.
But wait, if we go and we can't get back, how do we find you again?
I don't know. You will, dude.
What about those rad gifts?
Huh? You mean the power that this evil power that these things have that like they can?
Oh no, no, not those. Actually, never mind. I don't need any gifts. Last time, I'm pretty sure the anglerfish said, "All I'm gonna like give you guys something cool. I just have to think about it."
Yeah, like I mean, you guys saved me. Like I owe you something. I owe you big time, man. I mean, I'm running low on juice, so I don't know if I'd be able to like do what I normally could, which is like fucking anything, man. But like, if you guys come up with something, like.
You can do anything?
Well, not right now.
So convenient that he's lost his powers and can't do anything at this point.
I don't think it's convenient at all, man.
I really love, I keep picturing this, like, I just want to make sure everybody knows we're talking to an anglerfish. Uh-huh. It has giant teeth.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And a lure.
And it's huge, too. It's like an enormous anglerfish.
Does this anglerfish have, like, you know, dead eyes? Or, like, is it, like, cool looking, you know? Is he like all bright and happy, or does he still?
No,
look
it
like
looks
he's
like
gonna...
a creepy fucking anglerfish, like that you would see, like a
proboscis, like a fake angler thingy. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the glowing yeah. Has light,
hippie beads on it, right?
That's what it sounds like for sure. That's amazing.
He's wearing Crocs
on his fins.
No, but like. Yeah, like, if you want something, like, if you could think of something together, like, I could probably whip something up for you, but, like, once you guys go up there, like, I don't know, like, there's no coming back from there. I mean,
what does that mean? What do you mean there's no coming back from there? What is happening when we go up there?
So, Savnok, man, he, like, fucking changed shit, right? We're fixing the fucking changes, you know?
We're?
Yeah.
Who is we?
Well, mostly you guys. Like, I wasn't able to do much during that fight. It kind of sucked, right?
Yeah, I do remember that.
I mean,
I did what I could.
I hope I helped some.
Yeah.
Like, the statistical advantage of having advantage on, like, all attack rolls is a lot bigger than a lot of people realize. Like, if you really do the math on it, like, it's a pretty big fucking deal. But, you know, it's not the... You know, it's not as big and grand as, like, you know, shooting off, like, blasts of glittery energy at things and damaging them, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you're making fun of me. I know my Eldritch Blasts are shitty.
Oh, shit,
I knew
man.
The magic.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize. No, fuck. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Oh,
I don't want
my
the.
God.
No. No.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
Me. It's correct. No. I don't know what I'm doing.
What? No, you were fucking rad. All of you were.
Listen, fish.
Dude, I want to just hang out with you fucking guys.
What's happening when I swim up there?
Yeah, like, I'm kind of, like, keeping this here for now so we can, like, talk a little bit. And maybe I can give you something if you want or whatever. But you guys can go if you want. But, like, once you go up there, like, you'll be in the bear toggle that you guys heard about, know, or I don't know how much you guys knew about bear toggle. But it's, like, not the bear toggle with the dam, you know? The dam is like a weird, like, change that these fucking slivers did. They fucking sunk their slivery shit into this fucking place and fucking messing with fucking
shit.
So
the Ibish are gonna be gone?
Huh? Well, yeah.
What were they from?
Huh?
Who are they? Like, we know that they are replacing gnomes or something. What does that mean? Are the Ibish from somewhere else? Are they going to be more in this world? What do we have to deal with? You're asking us to like go fix a bunch of gods?
Well, like, Bear Toggle's, like, gonna be pretty good now.
So is Savnok dead? Or did we just...
No, you fucking killed him,
push
man.
The sliver out.
Well, I mean, like, right. So that's the thing. Like, Savnok, like I said, he's like an appendage of this fucking being, this nameless, unknown, unknowable entity from another existence, another thing. It's not even imaginable, right? But it's like his own thing. So, like, yeah, it's like if... All right, so picture like a hand, man. But like one with five fingers, not three or four, however many you have, right? Because that's
how
many.
This guy.
I mean, technically, this hand has like a bunch of fingers.
And we cut
it. Like, we're talking about five fingers right now.
And we cut it off.
Right. We cut exactly. Off yeah. And it doesn't grow back. It's not like a fucking chameleon with five fingers that had four. And then, do chameleons grow their fingers back?
Does anybody chameleons don't know? Have fingers.
Don't they?
They have like little grabbies, little two fingers. Will doesn't know that though. What the fuck is a chameleon?
I love that sound.
I know what a chameleon is, probably. I know what that word is. What do you mean?
You,
is there
you
an
just
animal
only
that's a chameleon?
Know it metaphorically.
Yeah, exactly. Like a chameleon. What the hell is that?
You figure it's some dude.
Has anyone else is Abby is
I know.
Like, passing
I love
along
it.
Questions.
I feel like Rafina would have questions, but she's not here.
Like, I've seen her do it like multiple times. She's just like, one time she put her hand up and was like,
so we wouldn't know.
Clearly whispering something to Alex to ask.
I wonder where Rafina is.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
So, like, is there something like you guys want? Like I could do or try to do again, like fucking I'm sorry, but like no promises, ma'am. Or not. Like you guys can just go fucking get lost. You can hang out for a while. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just cool. I'm feeling good, man.
Where do you go?
Just gonna probably like go for a swim or whatever.
So you'll be here? What does that mean? You're saying we're gonna go to another place and
kind
you're
of,
also
yeah.
not you're gonna
it's
be
like
here.
Another place, but it's like the same place, right? Like,
oh, this is great.
I'm not gonna like be nothing, dude. Like, just because you can't see me doesn't mean like I'm not here. You gotta believe, man. Not only in yourself, but in like shit.
Can you
wow, I need that on a t-shirt.
Can you protect us from gifts? Can you I don't know. I don't want to have any more gifts.
Can you get mo?
I feel like I'm gonna sneeze. I feel like I'm gonna sneeze.
What about clock
this tickle
face?
In my ear.
Will doesn't want to say that. I feel like okay, Will is like Will just like taps Clockface. Is Clockface on Bathwest back or did he leave Clockface?
That's not a question for me.
I'm not sure I would have brought Clockface. I kind of I left a bunch of stuff. Crap, I left a bunch of stuff at the hotel.
Yeah.
Go get it.
So is everything gonna be different?
Oh yeah. You can't go back.
I mean some stuff will be different. I mean it's still like fucking Bear Toggle, you know? But yeah, like it's different.
You said there were only like five gods or whatever. I want to know what the things in the orbs are.
The what?
Orbs. You were in a fucking orb?
Yeah, I was in like a...
We've seen other orbs with smoke and colors. And what are those?
What do you mean?
Talking orbs with smoke inside. Huh. They give you powers. What are those?
Talking orbs give you what?
What?
Talking orbs
talking.
Give
they
you,
give
with
you
smoke
powers.
And give you
Did
powers.
You get powers from an orb?
Well, I guess Will wouldn't know that, would he? Unless, I mean, I thought Bathwax, he made a deal with that green leprechaun orb.
Yeah, that's right.
And got short right in front of us, but then became lucky. But I don't know if I would have known that you were lucky, but like you...
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you just said that you know that they give you powers.
I know that metagame. That might have been a metagame. I'm trying to remember whether. Yeah, I'm not sure now. I don't know what we talked about. So many things about being careful about making deals with things. So now I'm not sure whether I knew. You had the orb, and I already, the funny thing is I knew what that orb was. Like, when we found that orb in the forest, I had already had the orb with the purple smoke in it. So I knew what the green orb was, and when you were, like, talking to it, I knew that it was a power. So, like, I don't know. And they've been saying, break me. Okay, so I would say, what did I say? Orbs, like, they you know, they talk, they offer you stuff. I mean, they are trying to make you deals,
do you think,
or
they're
whatever.
Bad? Like, are they bad, man?
Yes, they
are.
I
mean, they could be like more slivers or whatever.
Wait a second. What kind of god? Will, like, tries to take a breath.
They're, yeah. Maybe they're just tinier ones. Like, they don't matter as much.
Like the pinky toe.
No, I'm saying, if you are a god, why don't you know anything? Why can't you tell us information? Why did I just get beat up by a dragon underwater?
Look
at
stuff,
my clothes.
Man. I'm telling
They're
you what I know. What
wet.
Else do you want to know? These orbs. I don't know about the orbs, man. I'm just trying to figure it out with you.
Okay.
I mean, like, I will say this. Like, so I know there's like these five, now four. Very good job, everybody involved. Kudos all around. But I think there's maybe, probably, from what I can just feel and tell, I think there's probably another one that's like a bigger, like, so like a bigger appendage or like more important, so like more powerful and bad, right? But
like an opposable thumb.
Yeah, but it's also gonna be like a weakness, if you know, like say like your heart could like punch a dude and kill him, right? But also, like, if you stab someone's heart, they die. Is that a good metaphor?
Who cares? Just keep going.
So like, I think there's something like that out there too. I don't know, like, if it's like in one spot or not, or like if I'm even right, I can't say it for sure. It's
is
just
this
I'm...
one of the splinters that you were talking about?
But not one of the five, like another one.
Okay, how many more are we talking?
One.
Okay, you say that now, but you just said five before, and now you added another one.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes, will you add another one? Is this just going to keep going on if I keep talking
to you? Are
we going to
hang out for 5 more minutes, man?
No, thank you.
I feel like maybe time doesn't mean the same thing here.
What about, wait, the time? So a total of 6 now?
You're not here.
I'm asking you.
I think it was 6.
I think it's like 5 fingers that in like a video game you'd destroy all 5 fingers and then it's revealed that like the wrist is like the big boss. It's like the second form of the first 5 fingers
that makes
or whatever.
Sense. All right.
Yeah.
That sounds all right. That's probably a better metaphor than whatever the fuck I said.
Roscoe did not say
I know.
That. Roscoe is just like sitting there, like looking very despondent.
Aww.
And like
the fairy queen.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey man, you doing okay? He swims up to you.
Yeah, you all right, Roscoe?
Aww.
But just because I just announced it, now you all, your characters recognize
it. Well,
I mean,
noticed he wasn't talking, but I was a bit taken in by the really giant teeth.
The anglerfish
is anglerfish.
Kind of omniscient, or at least mostly omniscient.
More like omniscient.
Yeah, oh, good one, man.
Roscoe did not say that.
Okay.
but he's omniscient enough to hear me as Adam.
Amazing.
Are you okay, man?
Slivers.
Yeah. You think it's a good term? Or are you still trying to think of a better one? Is that what's going on?
Isn't that just what we all are?
Right.
In the end.
Yeah, man. Totally.
What Slivers? I am not a sliver!
Dude.
What?
Huh?
Let's just get out of here. Let's just get out of Bear Talk.
Why us? Why do we have to do this? I just want to go home. Can you do that? Hey, Fish, can you send me home?
Where's home, man?
Oh, I feel like if I say it, you're going to be like, oh, hey, dude, it doesn't exist anymore.
Does home exist for you, man?
I don't know, man. It's called...
I think only you could answer
Tivoli.
That.
Tivoli's home.
Tivoli.
That's where we're trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
Will and I.
Yeah, man, that's a further trip than I could manage.
Oh.
That's way too cryptic, dude. Tivoli's not here, man. That's, you know, I said there's changing shit. There's no Tivoli, man.
Well, I've run into people that said it does exist. So what does that mean?
Well, they're probably from what do you want to call it? Like pre-change land? That sounds dumb, but like
mean?
That might
they're
work.
They're just walking. What? I don't understand. Why are there some people that remember certain
things? It's not perfect, man. We're talking about fucking appendages. Just the finger of something? It's not very dexterous. Like, it can't, like, on its own pick up a pencil easily. I mean, I guess...
Nose.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You're not there.
You're not there.
So you're saying that reality is no longer a coherent, unified unit. That because of what these slivers are doing, everything's getting muddled up and bleeding together.
More than usual, yeah. Yeah, like they're not like the most necessarily fucking graceful or perfect things. They're just fucking around, man. I don't know what this being even wants, you know, like, is it here to like fucking destroy everything? Or is it just like, man, chaos, yeah, woo! I never really got that sort of a bad guy vibe in general. Like, what's the point, right? But who knows?
You think it's just indifferent?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe we're just like a fucking tract of sand and these five fingers are like a fucking Zen rake, man, just making patterns.
Ooh, I like it.
Oof. That was good.
Oh, that was it's a good metaphor. Oh yeah. I'm not great at them.
Who are you talking to right now? Nobody said anything.
I just like I
Adam's
can tell.
Gonna keep you in line tonight, Eric. Look out.
You're not there, man.
Well, look. Can you afford us any sort of clarity about our reality? Like
royality.
Royalatory.
All right, I'll try to make it clear, like, cause it's fucking
No, I don't care about any of that shit that you're talking about trying to make clearer.
What? You said clarity,
man. I meant my reality.
Your? Okay.
Ooh. What do you know?
You. All right. Let me look into your eyes, man.
Ooh.
All right. He like kind of swims down and puts his one eye level with your face. His eye is like as big as your head. First of all, man, I love you, all right?
Sure.
Okay, good. You have to acknowledge that. All right. Let me see. So you're not from this, either of these realities, man.
Oh, what?
Go on.
You're from another one. Not like just a different one, like not bad or good or whatever, just like another one. You're old, man. like real old. Whoa. Yeah, someone's trying to keep you from your past, I think. There's something in there that's like all blocked off and stuffed up. Like a Zen rake? No. But something. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard to see. What do you think?
I think.
Oh man, he can't breathe. Come here. And the anglerfish opens his mouth and swims towards you.
Whoa.
Eat him.
And he just like blasts a blast of like bubbles into your face.
An oxygen tank flies out of his mouth.
There, dude. That should help, man.
Oh, thank you. I thought I was a goner.
No, I got you, man.
Oh, so now, am I like them now?
Yeah, man.
Can I like breathe underwater just whenever without a potion?
Oh, that? Yeah, that too, man.
What were you answering first?
Oh, like you're like gonna like fucking save everyone.
Oh, well, Joyer's out on that one, I'd say. Joyery.
The Joyery.
Joyery? It took me like 10 seconds to parse that. Like, what's a Joyery?
Joyery.
I thought it was joy resounding. Like,
Well, joy-ry. That's one I think practical. I don't know how many more underwater adventures we're going to have to go on, but at least now we don't have to worry about Roscoe needing a fucking potion.
Yeah, that's good.
Can I answer like any other questions? Maybe I'll try. I don't know. I don't think that was probably too satisfying for you, man. Sorry.
Well, I already started to suspect that something was going on.
Something. Yeah.
I already knew that something was off.
Yeah.
And now at least I know for sure that something is very off.
I mean, like, you're you, man. Like, that's like a pejorative. Like, just like, okay, yeah, like, something's doing something to you. I guess you could call that off. But, like, you're you, man. Like, no matter what you find out, like, you're who you are. Right? The fish turns and looks at Bathwick and Will, right?
I'm not paying attention to what he's saying because I'm just
I said, you. No matter who you are, like, you are who you are.
Wow.
And that's, like, okay.
I'm so glad I missed that the first time around. can you, oh, fish, oh, big, ugly fish, can you please tell me if Tivoli is gone?
Yeah.
When you say gone...
Well, like, you could get it back.
No. If it's gone, do you mean, like, where are all the people?
Well, I mean, like, it's not like there's, like, a void of nothing. Like, where it was, like, there's got to be something. But I know that, like, I mean, like, Tivoli is, like, a big deal, right? So, like, it's clear to me that it's not fucking there. At least not how you know it. I haven't been there, man. I'm in a lake, but like, I know shit. That's not very satisfying. You don't have much faith in me. At least you have more faith in me than you do in you, man. But that's kind of sad too.
Okay. I think we need to swim away, everyone. Where's Rufina? She's probably dead. That's not acceptable.
Fine.
She's fine? You can just know?
Uh-huh.
Can you tell about anybody around who's fine?
I mean, like, I could tell about you guys. We have, like, a connection, man.
Oh, such a connection. I feel it. Do I feel it?
I feel it too, man.
No, I just, that was sarcastic. How do you not, you're not like mad about how I'm talking to you.
Whatever, you're who you are, man. I love you.
Is Captain Clockface fine?
He swims over to you.
Oh.
Oh. Dude, your friend, man. Here. Oh. And he closes his mouth and then opens it. And on this weird, like, oddly human tongue, he sticks it out. And on it is, it actually looks kind of like Will's immovable rod in shape. But it's got, like, this intricate, like, scroll work on it. He's like, here, man, this is going to feel fucking weird and, like, not the right thing to do because of what it is, but you do it, man. Just shove this down his throat.
Whoa.
Yeah, right? That doesn't sound good. But, like, dude, he doesn't breathe, so, like, think about that while you're doing it. It'll feel a little better, I hope. And then, like, that should help.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Better than a crank, right?
Better than a crank.
Mm.
That shit, yeah. I mean, it probably would have fucking worked, but what a goddamn pain in the ass, right?
Thank you.
No, thank dude, you. Don't mention it, man. You guys literally are my fucking saviors, man.
Am I going to find him if everything's different?
Dude, like, yeah. Don't worry. It's all good.
Dude, like, yeah.
You think I, like, would have, like, let you, like, fucking save me and do everything and been like, oh, yeah, by the way, like, if you left anything there where shit had changed, like, that you cared about, that it'd, like, just be gone and I'd be, like, fucking okay with that? Dude.
Oh, so you have some control. Eh. So is Mo okay?
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
I didn't ask for you.
Alex, you could have taken that as a win.
Yeah, really?
It had to occur to Bathwick.
Yes, no, you got there. You got there. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like reality itself is transforming.
Yeah, it's not
like
that.
It's like you're putting reality through a sifter or a sieve.
Yeah, or a prism.
Well, no, I think maybe like the opposite of that.
Oh.
Right? We're unrefracting reality.
Mm.
Putting the colors back together.
Mm. Yeah, man. Because like... all the colors are like beautiful, right? But like you might not necessarily want to see like them individually. You don't need to see them all together. But like they can be pretty on their own, right?
Well, this all sounds great.
Yeah.
For these guys to do. That's awesome.
Ha! Roscoe!
You don't want to fuck it. Dude, you got to like... get all the other slivers, man. It's sliver hunting time. Hoorah.
What happens if we just, you know, don't?
I don't know. They'll probably, like, sink in deeper, man, and, like, be harder to fucking pull out or... stab in the head, brain with a tooth?
I mean, I don't know. It just, if you ask me.
Yeah?
It sounds to me like the slivers reaching into reality and changing things is just a natural course of things that happens on some kind of cycle over many, many years, you know? It's probably everything's fine, and we don't have to do anything to stop it.
No!
No, yeah, because things probably thousands and thousands of years ago, there were probably some slivers that changed reality. And for us to just assume that us that we have a responsibility and a power to change things at that level. You know, I think y'all, I think it's a false alarm. I think you're alarmists.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.